Track 42.
OK, so we all agree on that then? A completely new range of pizzas for the 21st century, featuring fusion cuisine with the best of contemporary Chinese and Western influences? Great. We'll need at least 5 really new recipes, so see what you can come up with.
We'll need new names for each new pizza then, Jack.
Of course, but we can come back to that later. OK, so can we move on to point 2, new promotional ideas? What suggestions do we have? Billy?
Well, obviously, with the new pizza range, we should do a relaunch. And what about doing specials at different times in the year? You know, New Year, National Day, Dragon Boat Festival.
Well, Billy, it's been done before, but I guess we could do that. Why not? Mick?
What about Bog Off?
I'm sorry?
You know, B-O-G-O-F. Buy one, get one free. 2 pizzas for the price of 1. And another idea would be to have a 2 pizza box. The pizzas stay hotter when you have 2 in a box.
I'm not sure that's a direction we really want to go in. The franchisees won't like it, and we want to get away from the idea that Big Jack's is just good for filling your stomach.
Well, what about a gourmet club? Customers get special privileges if they become members. Or feature different national cuisines each month. Indian in the first month, Thai in the second, and so on.
Yes, that's good, Mick. And don't forget the internet. What if you could build your own pizza and order your takeout or delivery online?
Sounds like it might be expensive, Billy, but yeah, that's more the kind of thing I had in mind. Anyway, let's go on to points 3 and 4 on the agenda. I think we can take them together because the box depends very much on the logo and the colour scheme. Billy, I think you feel strongly about this.
Yes, Jack, I do. We've had our current logo ever since your dad started the business. The Big Jack logo was perfect 30 years ago, but a lot of things have changed since Big Jack's time. Apart from anything else, the symbolism is all wrong. And remember, people are very sensitive to that kind of thing here.
What do you mean the symbolism is all wrong? Green and red are the colours of Italy. It's what pizza is all about.
Maybe, but the green checkered tablecloth on the round table, it symbolises old world values that people in Hong Kong just don't identify with. And it's well known that green isn't a good colour for packaging for Chinese people.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Oh, you know, it's that thing about green hats. It means your wife is, you know, seeing another man.
Billy, this is all very interesting, but...
No, hang on, Jack. I think Billy's right. We have to take this kind of thing into account. And the box. The box is really important. It's easily the best way we have to communicate with our customers. Couldn't we have a more exciting box, as well as new colors and graphics? I mean, every baker in the city sells pizza in the same standard box as us. We need to differentiate. An octagonal box would be good, maybe with a window so you can see the delicious hot pizza you're carrying.
Well, as long as it doesn't complicate storage or delivery, I don't see why not. But it seems to me we need to get more advice on this. I trust you'll agree that we need to have some brand building and packaging consultants work on this. We'll consider their proposals at our next meeting.